Hello.
Hey there, Mohammed. This is Nick with American Ally. How's it going?
It's going good. How about yourself?
Going well. I saw that you requested more info on our health insurance plans, and I always like to give everyone a call.
Yeah, sure. If you have if you can give me an idea on what you have.
Yeah. So our health plans, are you familiar with how our health insurance works?
No.
Okay. So our health insurance, it's a full medical plan. It covers 16 annual visits per person for you and your child per year. It's also going to cover surgeries, ER, ICU, urgent care, cancer, heart attack, stroke, all the good stuff. The main differences with our plan versus maybe a plan that you're used to is that we don't have co-pays, and then we also do not have any type of deductible for outpatient services. So doctor's visits, even like surgeries or cancer treatment, there would be no deductible to pay into. The only time you would ever pay a deductible with this plan is if you stayed in the hospital for more than 24 hours. So, you're in there 9 a.m., you're out sometime that evening. It wasn't a full 24 hours, so there would be no deductible to pay in that instance. The major drawbacks to our plan, number one, is that we do not cover maternity. And then number two, we do cover pre-existing conditions. However, we have a 12-month waiting period on the major pre-existing conditions. So have you or, your child had anything like heart attacks, strokes, cancers?
No.
Okay. Do you currently have health insurance?
Yeah, I have one
Okay.
now.
Who are you currently with?
I'm currently with Everest. I was with the
Everest.
United Health, yeah, and now with Everest.
Okay. Do you know what your like deductible or out-of-pocket max on that plan are?
I think it's 5,000 deductible, 80/20.
Okay, coinsurance. So, do you know what you're paying for that currently? Are you getting any type of like subsidy for it?
You mean the premium per month?
Yes, sir.
It's about 160 on 70.
For you and your child?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So this coming fall, here by next week, everyone will see the new subsidies that are being introduced. Basically, just a portion of your plan, it sounds like, is being paid for through a subsidy, because 160 is obviously pretty low. I'm sure the full price of that plan is quite a bit higher than what you're paying currently. So my question to you is, everyone basically who single households who make below 30,000 a year are going to be the only people who are really qualifying for subsidies next year. So, do you know what your projected income for this year was?
60 to 70.
Okay. And do you live with your spouse?
No.
Okay. So, in general, you're right on the cusp of next year not qualifying for a subsidy. I don't want to speak out of turn here and say something that, we don't know for sure yet, but by next week, you will have your updated rates that are introduced when open enrollment begins. So right now, our plan, the initial quote came out to $332 a month for you. However, there's a couple
How
different
much?
332.
Okay.
However, there's a couple different things that I can do and I can show you that will, just reduce that premium, probably closer to, I would want to say, $250 for the both of you, maybe 270. But although that is more than you're paying currently, and it doesn't sound like it makes sense, in the next week, you will obviously see your new rates, which will increase. And 270 or 250, whatever it would be, would probably make a lot more sense if the new rates that come out are higher than that.
Mm-hmm.
Which I believe is going to happen. It wasn't until 2020 that tax credits were extended during COVID, and people who made above $30,000 within that $60,000 range to $100,000 qualified for more subsidies than before. This mm-hmm. fall, that's all going, supposedly, as you know, we will see literally next Monday, that's supposed to go away for people making around 60 to 100 grand. So
okay,
if it goes away, then I would assume the price is going to be for you and your son, you know, $500-$600 for a decent plan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're telling me it's going to be 250, 270 if I enroll
for my plan.
Yeah, for your plan. And there is no copays. And can I
yes.
have an idea about who's like in network, out of network?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I understand you're from Texas. Your company is based in Texas. I'm in Nevada.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, we work nationwide. I'm licensed in, you know, I want to say 34 of the 50 states. But we are part of the First Health PPO network. It's technically owned by Aetna. It's a nationwide network. It's one of the largest. What's your zip code?
89117.
Perfect. So I'm seeing here, is the closest hospital to you Mountain View? Summerlin?
Yeah, Summerlin.
Perfect. So it looks like within 3 miles of your zip code, you either can go to Mountain View Hospital, or you can go to Summerlin, or up the street, there's Kindred. Oh, wait, that's a little bit more extreme care. It's different. Valley Health, Southern Hills, Encompass, St. Rose Dominican, Valley Hospital.
I don't think I need the hospital. So just to know that Summerlin and Mountain View, that should be enough because...
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I always search 30
hospital
miles.
Except like during COVID, early, like 2020. So it's been like 5-6 years ago. So
any doctor that's related to those hospitals, good. Yeah. So any doctor that you've gone and seen that, even if they're at a small facility that's related to one of those hospitals, they would be in network with us. Here's what I usually do. I usually schedule time to do a Google Meet, where I share my screen, I go over all the benefits, I check if your doctors are a network. That usually takes about 20 minutes. So we can always schedule that for, you know, Thursday or Friday of this week.
Let's do Friday.
Okay. So you're an hour behind me. So is it 11:03 where you are? Or is it 10:03?
10:03 on Pacific time.
Okay, perfect. Pacific time. So I have time at 10 a.m. your time on Friday, or we
that
could
works.
Do. Okay. So I'll send you a calendar invite. I'll share my screen. All you have to do come 10 a.m. on Friday is click into the meeting, and I'll take everything from there.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes, sir. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.